1 through 5. The Bible says here, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You heard some children this morning, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I love to hear Stephen singing in church, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And all of us ought to do that. Ought to be something in your heart that makes you want to sing to the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Why don't you ask God to speak to your heart this morning? Father, I thank you so much for your word that we can read and study and think on. I ask you, Lord, to challenge us today to truly have thankful hearts. And not just on Thanksgiving weekend, but really every day of the year. A thankful people are more happy people for sure. No doubt about it. When we become ungrateful, we become miserable. And Lord, help us to realize what we have to be thankful for and to express our gratitude to you each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a mom who is always thanking the Lord for something. Give us grateful hearts, please, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. You say, Pastor, what can I be thankful for? We're here this morning and it's cold outside and it's cold in here too. Well, be grateful that not every Sunday is like this Sunday. Amen? Be thankful. Be thankful. Sometimes people are real good at praying in the midst of an emergency. In the midst of a trial, in the midst of an emergency, when just everything falls apart. We're good at praying then. You know, when 9/11 happened in America, it was amazing how it drove people to pray. You know, you wouldn't see anything about it before, but suddenly you've got all kinds of people starting to pray. You've got signs all across the country and signs for restaurants and signs for everything. And, you know, pray for America. People are good at praying in the midst of emergencies, in the midst of troubles. For example, when a person's maybe driving and they lose control of their steering of the car. Maybe they're, you know, it's an icy road in the middle of winter and they're losing control and all of a sudden it's, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. And I'm not sure if that's praying or not, but that's what people do. Suddenly you get people that they're praying in emergency, praying in the midst of trouble. Can be in any situation. A reality is that many times people develop a real fervent prayer life in the midst of emergencies. But today we're going to see a great missing thing, a missing element in the way most people talk to God. I'm speaking about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I don't mind my kids asking for things. And in fact, they might not believe it, but I do like it when they ask for things. I do like it when they ask for things. Although oftentimes my kids don't get some of the things they ask for. Right, BJ? They may ask for this and ask for that and ask about this, and sometimes it develops great patience in having to wait for the answer. When dad says, oh, let me talk to mom about it, let us pray about it, let us, and they have to develop great patience, and sometimes the answer still comes back to be a no. You know, we don't always get everything that we ask for. They probably think they never get what they ask for, but that's not true either. I don't mind my children asking me for things because, you know, I as a father, I do want to meet every need that I possibly can meet. And if there were wants that they had that were good wants and acceptable wants, and we had a way of maybe helping them with that want or whatever, we would. We have a God in heaven, you know something? He likes you to talk to him. He likes you to ask him for things. We talked about prayer this morning in our Bible class time. There's a God in heaven that likes us to pray. He wants to meet our needs. He wants to give good things to those that would ask him for things. He wants to be good to us. But there's something that I probably love even more from my children than I love for them to, you know, ask dad about things or ask dad for things. And that's when they give thanks for things. You know what it does to a mom and dad when they hear their children being thankful and giving thanks and showing gratitude? It makes them want to do more good things for them. You know what? It's going to be the same way with our God. He likes to hear us give thanks. He likes to hear us showing gratitude. He likes to hear us being thankful. You know, I like to hear my kids say thank you. I like for them to say thank you unprovoked. Not when it's, you're welcome. Oh, thank you, thank you. You ever been there, ever done that with your kids or with somebody? You say you're welcome to encourage them to say thank you, right? Hey, I like it when thank yous come and they're unsolicited and they're, you know, sometimes we as parents can get impatient too. I'm probably guilty of that many times. I say that you're welcome and didn't give them enough chance or time to think about it and say thank you. But you know what? We ought to express our thankfulness, of course, to people, and we ought to express our thankfulness to God. We ought to. I love to hear people express thankfulness and appreciation. Our Heavenly Father is the very same way. He doesn't mind us asking Him for things. In fact, He wants us to ask Him for things, although He will not always give us what we ask for. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us too much to always give us what we ask for. We talked about that in Sunday school as well. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us too much to always give us the things that we'd ask for. If He knows that we'd be asking for something that would actually be to our own hurt, that would actually not be good for us, then why would a good God and a good Heavenly Father give that to us? So sometimes He may not give us something because He knows what's best. God loves us. God loves to hear our prayers, and God loves to answer prayer. He wants to give us the desires of our heart, especially when we're walking in accordance to His will. When we're doing the will of God, when we're being obedient to God, and like we mentioned in Sunday school, when we're hearing Him and hearing His word and listening to Him and obeying Him, God delights as our Heavenly Father in doing good things for us. He delights in that. But He doesn't always give us things that are outside of His will. Our Heavenly Father, He hears our requests, no doubt about it. But you know what He desires even more? He desires our thanks. He desires our thankfulness. He desires our gratitude. He desires our praise. He desires our worship and honor. He wants us to come to Him with thanksgiving. He wants us to approach Him with a thankful heart and with a heart of gratitude. Psalm chapter 100, if you left your Bible open there, Psalm 100 and verse number 4 said this, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." That's what God wants. Enter His presence with a thankful heart. Enter His presence with a heart of gratitude. In Philippians 4 and verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Bring your requests to God, the Bible says, but bring them with thanksgiving. Why not first come with some thankfulness? Why not first come expressing your gratitude to God for all that He has done for you? In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You want to know what God's will is? Be thankful. Be thankful. In everything give thanks. In every good thing give thanks. In every trial give thanks. Be thankful for what God is bringing you through or what He's brought you through. Be thankful for His provision in your life. You know, the Israelites were often instructed to remember some feasts of thanksgiving. Feasts of thanksgiving. We're going to have a feast here in just a little bit. We're going to have turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and stuffing and gravy poured all over all of it, if you're me. And we can have corn and green beans and carrots. And I hope somebody puts some butter on those carrots. That would really make it good. And a little pepper sprinkled on there. And what are we going to have? We're going to have some coconut cream pie. And at least me, I'm going to have some coconut cream pie and some lemon meringue pie and some cheesecake and some pecan pie and some pumpkin pie. I'm going to eat lunch and supper both all at the same time. Amen. Hey, we're going to have a feast. But you know what God wants? A feast of thanksgiving. 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 In Leviticus chapter 7, let me read this to you. It says, and this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then shall he offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides, see, God's okay with fried food, right? Okay, here we go, verse 13. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering. He shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. What was all that offering and sacrifice about that God asked the Jewish people to do? It was all about thanksgiving. Over and over, I think four times in those verses, he talks about with thanksgiving. It's an offering of thanksgiving. And we ought to come to God with thankful hearts. We ought to come to God with an offering of thanksgiving unto him. We ought to offer our lives to him because of thankfulness for what he's done for us. Notice that this peace offering was basically an offering of thanksgiving to the Lord. You know, it'd be a good time for us as Christians, certainly, that we not be self-centered. You know, we live in a world that very much promotes self and very much many times the attention of self and promotion of self and what's just good for me. Wouldn't it be great if as Christians we instead stopped making life about ourselves and we made it about the Lord? Wouldn't it be good if our life was not about self but it was about Him? It's about Him. Many times we get self-centered and we get self-occupied and self-loving and modern-day Christians many times start complaining and stop giving thanks. Psalm 95, if you still have your Bible open to the book of Psalms, Psalm 95 in verse number 2 says this. Psalm 95 in verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You know, being thankful will also certainly produce some joyfulness in your life. No doubt about it. You know who's grumpy this morning? The one that's not thankful. Not thankful. You know who's joyful this morning? The one that realizes, I've got something to thank God for. I've got something good. Brother Abraham, you got a wife who can snuggle real close to you this morning so you don't have to be grumpy about how cold it is in here. Hey, you can be thankful, right? Miss Ruby, you've got a friend there who you can snuggle with, okay, while you wait for your husband a little bit longer. And you, hey, listen, do we have to be grumpy, complaining people, or can we be thankful? You know, did we ride in the car this morning to church being grumpy and complaining? Are we going to leave this morning being grumpy and complaining? And I don't like how that turkey was cooked. It was too dry. Oh, who chose those vegetables? Yuck. Why wasn't there any broccoli and cauliflower? Because they're not pastor's favorites, okay? All right, thank you. That's why. I like broccoli, actually, sometimes. Do we have to be grumpy and complaining? Are we going to go home in the car and complain about, oh, he preached too long, he preached too short, he was too loud, he was too quiet. Oh, the choir, that was awful singing this morning. Oh, my kids, came out of junior church screaming and Mrs. Johnston gave them a piece of candy and are we going to be grumbling, complaining Christians, complaining about the heat or the cold or the weather or our work or this or that, or will we be thankful? We'll be thankful. Let me give you a few thoughts real quick. Number one, giving thanks reflects an inner attitude. Giving thanks reflects our inner attitude. You know what giving thanks does? It shows what's in your heart. You know what not giving thanks does? Shows what's not in your heart. Shows what's not in your heart. Psalm chapter 100 and verse 1 said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Thankful people are a joyful people. Thankful people are a joyful people. Joy is going to be something that just comes out of a thankful heart. It's going to grow out of your heart. There's a seed in there of thankfulness, and it grows out into singing, and it grows out into joyfulness. We sing a song, I don't know, we might sing it this afternoon maybe. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Will you count your blessings? So many times we're counting all our troubles and we're considering all our pains and we grumble and complain about all this. Wouldn't it be good if we counted our blessings? Count the friendships that we do have. Count the goodness of God in our life rather than complaining about what we think He hasn't done. Count our children as a blessing from God. Count the place you have to live, wherever you got to sleep last night, count it as a blessing from God. Count whatever measure of health you have as a blessing of God. Count the strength that you have and the ability to go to work as a gift from God. Some people in this room maybe would love to go to work, but they can't right now. They can't anymore because of their health. Do you count the blessings that you have? Thankful people are a joyful people. A joyful people. Thankful people are a serving people. Serving people, verse 2 said, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 14, it says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The love of Christ constraineth us. And it goes on in that chapter and talks about the things that we do because we're going to stand before Christ and so on and how we ought to serve Him. You know what ought to be constraining us to serve Christ? The love of God. The thing that is moving you to serve Christ ought not to be, well, because pastor wants me to serve Christ. No, there ought to be love for God in your heart that moves you to serve Christ. Love for God in your heart that moves you to give. Love for God in your heart that moves you to want to be involved or want to serve or want to help someone or want to whatever, do something for the Lord. Love. Love of Christ ought to be that constraining thing. If we're truly worshiping God with thankfulness, with a thankful heart, then you will serve the Lord with gladness. Is your heart truly thankful for what the love of God has done for you? Think about that question. Is your heart truly thankful for what the love of God did for you? If we have a thankful heart that God sent His Son into this world to die on the cross, to pay for our sins, to be our Savior, so we can be forgiven, saved from hell, and on our way to heaven, shouldn't we be thankful? Shouldn't we be motivated to serve Christ? Shouldn't we be constrained to serve the Lord with all of our heart? Shouldn't we be constrained to be faithful and constrained to follow Christ in our life? Serving the Lord with gladness can only come from a thankful heart. Can only come from a thankful heart. It'll grow out of a thankful heart. Thankful people are joyful people. Thankful people are serving people. Thankful people will sing His praises. Thankful people will sing His praises. Verse 2 said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Come before His presence with singing. We ought to love to sing. One of the songs that was playing in the car this morning on our way to church was, come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. You think Stevie sings too loud sometimes? Well, maybe it's because his heart is in tune with the Lord and he's ready to sing. And sometimes our trouble is our heart's not in tune. Our heart's too worried about things. Our heart's too upset about things. Our heart's too bitter about different things. Our heart's full of anger towards someone else. Our heart's full of grumbling and complaining about saying something. Our heart's unthankful. And so we don't have a heart tuned and ready to sing to the Lord. Oh, we ought to get our hearts in tune. Thankful people will be singing His praises. Singing joyfully and singing enthusiastically only comes from a thankful heart. A thankful heart. What is giving thanks to? It reflects what's in your heart. It reflects your attitude. Giving thanks reflects our inner attitude. Thankful people are joyful people. They're serving people, and they will sing His praises. Number two, quickly, giving thanks shows that we're acknowledging God's sovereignty. It shows that we're recognizing that God's in charge. God's in charge. In Psalm chapter 100 and verse 3, it said, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Know ye that the Lord, He's still God. The Lord Jehovah, He's God over all. He still sits on the throne. He's still in control this morning. Do you know that the Lord is God? know, many people sadly never acknowledge the true and living God. In Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 and 24, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, let the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." He says, don't let the wise man just rejoice in his own wisdom, or let the rich man rejoice in his own riches. Don't let the mighty man glory in his own might and strength and look at me and what I can do. Let him that glorieth glory in the Lord. Do you ever thank God who gave you the strength that you have? Who allowed you to have the strength and physical abilities to do the things you can do? Do you thank God for the resources do you have? Do you thank God for the wisdom or mental capacity that you have to be able to work that job? Hey, you couldn't have had that education. You couldn't have accomplished that degree. You couldn't have the job you had. You couldn't have any of it if not for what the Lord has given you. Do we ever stop and thank God? Do our actions express thankfulness to God? Do our lips express thankfulness to God that everything that you have good in your life, it's really God that gave you that? Do you know God? Do you really know God? Do you know the Lord that He is God? Do you accept Him and understand that He's God over all? He is sovereign. He's in charge. If you know Him, then you'll be thankful unto Him. You'll be thankful unto Him. We need to also acknowledge that He's our Creator. It says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves." It's He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Understand that He's the Creator. If He's the Creator and everything we have, it's because He made us that way and He gave us that ability, then that means we take no honor for ourselves. We don't take the credit for ourselves, do we? The honor belongs to Him. The glory belongs to Him. The praise belongs to Him. Do we stop and take time to pray and express our gratitude for our Creator and His gift and every good thing that He's given us? Can you stop before a meal and pray and acknowledge that it's God who gave you that food to eat? Oh, I paid for it. No, it's God who gave you that money. But I work for the... Well, it's God that gave you the strength to work. Do you stop and acknowledge God and thank God? Jesus stopped, and before He broke bread and fed the 5,000, He stopped and prayed and gave thanks, the Bible says. Can you pray when you're even sitting in Tim Hortons in public? Bow your head and just thank God for what He's given you. You know, in the first century Gentile world, it talks about them in Romans 1, where it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful." Neither were they thankful. And begins to tell of just really the great trouble of that the generation was in. You know, we're in big trouble when we stop being grateful. We're headed a wrong direction when mentally we don't stop and take time to think about all that God's done. When we no longer see God as sovereign and Him as our Creator and He's the one who blesses us with every blessing that we have and every good thing that we have. When we just think, I'm living my life and I'm okay and I built myself, I'm a self-made man. And we become so ignorant when we stop thinking about God and we stop thanking God and we just think we're all what we made of ourselves. No, we're not. No, we're not. We need to be thankful. Many Christians today show very little thankfulness to the Lord. Giving thanks will acknowledge God's sovereignty. It'll recognize that God's in charge. Do we recognize that He's the Lord God? Do we acknowledge that He's the Creator? Do we recognize that we are His people? Know ye that the Lord, He is God, it is He that hath made us. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture, the Bible said there in verse 3. In Colossians 1, it says, "Give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." You know why we're redeemed? You know why we can be the children of God? You know why we're forgiven of sins? Because God loved us and gave His Son to die on the cross for us. You ever stop and take time to thank Him for that? Do you thank God for the precious blood of His Son that was shed on the cross of Calvary so you could be forgiven? We ought to thank Him. Are we truly thankful? Are we truly acknowledging? Are we truly grateful for who God is and all that He's done for us? We're His people. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, if you've accepted God's gift of eternal life, you've put your faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Savior of this world, and you've trusted Him. Listen, you're forgiven now. You're God's child now. You're on your way to heaven. Do we thank God for that? It's not because we're good people that we get to go to heaven. It's because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Do you thank God for that? Every time we give thanks, we're acknowledging God's sovereignty. We're recognizing that God, He's in charge. He's in charge. Let me share a last thought with you quickly. Number three, giving thanks brings action to our worship. Giving thanks brings action to our worship. Psalm chapter 100 there in verse number 4. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thanksgiving, praise, thankful, blessing His name. Do we enter His gates with thanksgiving? In the Old Testament, they offered many sacrifices and offerings and different things, and those have ended. Many of those particular types of sacrifices that they required to make are no longer necessary. Galatians and Hebrews, Colossians and so on would make that very clear to us. But do you know that offerings of gratitude should never end? They should never end. God came to His people and said, I want you to offer this as an offering unto Me because you're thankful for what I've done for you. We may not offer animals as sacrifices, but we ought to offer offerings unto the Lord to show that we have a grateful heart. We ought to offer our life unto God as an act of worship unto God because we're thankful for what He's done for us. We don't do God some great favor by us just thinking, well, I'll come to church for 1 hour once a week and that's my offering unto God. No, are you offering your life to God? Every day, are you offering your life unto God? Are you listening to Him? Are you talking to Him? Are you thanking Him each day? Are you learning to serve the Lord with a grateful heart? Are you willing to offer more of your time unto the Lord, or does He only get a